Hey friends, it's Katie here, and it is officially trade show season. So today we are diving into a question that I hear all the time. It's how do I know if I'm ready to exhibit at a wholesale trade show? And I'll tell you too, this is actually one of the biggest topics that we cover inside of Paper Camp. Paper Camp is our coaching program for product-based business owners who want to see their products on the shelves of independent stores in their neighborhood or big box stores all over the world. And during Paper Camp, we will not only help you decide if shows are a good fit for your brand, but we'll help you figure out which shows to do, how to prepare your trade show budget, what you need to be doing pre and post show in your marketing to really maximize those sales. And there's just so much more that we cover too, specifically regarding trade shows, but also about wholesale in general. I will also add here that there's a lot that goes into exhibiting at trade shows. So if there is something that you want to learn more about after today's episode, make sure that you're on our Paper Camp waitlist. You can join that at proofedoproduct.com/papercamp. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. All right, I want to run through a couple different things to help you get to the answer of how do you know if trade shows are a good next step for your business. But figuring out whether trade shows make sense for your particular business is probably something that every product brand asks themselves at some point. So I want to normalize this. If this question has been on your mind, you are definitely not alone. So I want to run through some signs that you may be ready to exhibit at a wholesale trade show. The first one is that you have validated your product. So you're already making sales. You know there's a demand for your product. You're getting a really good response from your customers. They're telling you that they like it. They want to buy more. Essentially, you're not in testing mode anymore. You are in growth mode and you are looking to expand your sales. If that's you, then you might be ready to exhibit at a trade show. The second one is you are ready to sell wholesale. In this one, you've done some direct outreach, you might be selling through Fair or another third-party platform, and you are already working with some stores. You have your pricing dialed in, you have a wholesale catalog or a line sheet ready, you have ways for people to purchase from you on the wholesale side. I also think that a big piece of this one is that you've sorted out your wholesale terms and conditions. So if you are already selling wholesale, you've seen some traction there, you might be ready to exhibit at a trade show. The third one is that you can handle larger orders. I talk about this pretty extensively in Paper Camp, but wholesale is a completely different ballgame than direct-to-consumer sales. And that means you're going to need different systems in your business, you're going to need different supplies, and it requires a little bit of a different capacity to fulfill these larger orders. So if you are exhibiting at a wholesale trade show, buyers will expect that you're carrying inventory and that you have those items in stock ready to ship. If you've got those systems in place and you have the inventory in place, then you may be ready to exhibit at a trade show. The fourth thing to consider here is wholesale growth is a priority for your business. So if your goal is to get into more stores, you want to expand your stockist list, maybe you want to connect with industry peers, or maybe you're hoping to meet with larger national chains. A lot of these things happen at these trade shows. Shows might be right for you. I will say here that exhibiting at a wholesale show is not a mandatory step for growing wholesale, but the ability to connect with people face to face, to have them see your products, and to be able to listen to them, actively listen about what their needs are, what they're looking for, it really is an invaluable opportunity to get in front of your wholesale customers. So if wholesale growth is a priority for your business, that's a pretty good sign that trade shows could be a good fit for you. And the fifth thing is you've got the budget to spend. If you have the budget to spend, trade shows might be right. In this scenario, you understand that the cost of exhibiting, both from booth fees to travel to marketing materials, you understand what all of that entails, and you are willing to invest strategically. We know that our community of indie wholesale brands spend anywhere from $7,000 to $12,000 on average for larger international wholesale shows. Now, the good news is this number has dropped over time because people are getting more savvy. The shows are including more things that we no longer have to pay for a la carte. But it's a pretty big chunk of change to exhibit at these trade shows. I will also add here that smaller regional shows can be less expensive and easier to do. We've definitely seen people spend less than the $7,000 to $12,000 range. We've also seen people spend more than that. So if you have saved up and you have the marketing budget to apply for shows, then this may be a good next step for your business. Also, if you are nodding along with most of these and you're saying, yes, this is something I'm ready for, this is something I have, that could be a strong signal that trade shows might be a smart next step for your product brand. In terms of where I would press pause, like if any of these next scenarios apply to you, I'd probably hold off on doing a trade show. So first, if you are still figuring out your pricing and honing in on your profit margin specifically for wholesale, then I would get that sorted out before you start exhibiting at trade shows. This is something we spent a lot of time in week one of Paper Camp talking about because I want every single order that goes out the door to be profitable for you. And I see a lot of folks jumping into wholesale without really understanding their numbers or what their profit margins are. And then if you expand that, if you go to a trade show or you start to expand your reach, you're then selling to more people still with low profit margins, and it's just not sustainable. So again, figure out your profit margins, figure out your pricing, get that sorted before you commit to doing a trade show. Also, if you do not have wholesale terms and conditions, and this includes a lot of different things, your minimums, your MOQs, your purchase policies, focus on building those sales tools first. Get those finalized before you invest in doing a trade show. We want you to look polished and professional when you go to these trade shows, and having those solid terms and conditions are really going to set you apart from folks that are brand new to wholesale. Also, if you are not ready for the logistics of selling wholesale, I talked about this a little bit already, but things like shipping to the stores, maintaining that inventory, managing customer relationships or reorders, get those systems set up before you head to a trade show. It's kind of like we don't want to magnify. If we have issues in the business, when we start doing higher volume of orders, those issues are magnified. And so we want to get those systems set up. We want to get things in place before we start pushing more orders into the system. You know what I mean? Okay. Also, the other obvious one here is if your main focus right now is on growing your direct-to-consumer sales instead of growing your wholesale sales, that would be another reason to push pause on exhibiting at a wholesale show. It just means that your business is in a different season and you're focused on different things. So if you're focused on D2C, focus on the strategies that are going to yield the best results from that. So those are a few things where I would press pause on doing a trade show. If your pricing isn't right, if your terms and conditions aren't right, if you don't have the systems and logistics in place, or if it's just not a priority for your business. Okay, some questions to help you decide whether trade shows are a good next step for your business. I want to ask these in a way that you can kind of reflect and decide what's best for you. The first one kind of relates to capacity. Do I have the time and bandwidth to prep for a show and follow up with the buyers afterwards? So one of the misconceptions I see with folks around exhibiting at trade shows is that it's just the time at the show. And that's not correct. Trade shows, particularly your first one, it requires a significant amount of preparation before, during, and after the trade show. And I think a lot of people are surprised by how much time it takes. And so I do want you to seriously think about, like, do I have the time and the bandwidth to prepare for the show and see it through and do all the follow-up that comes afterwards? Because honestly, a lot of the sales come after the show is done with that follow-up. The second question I want you to ask yourself and kind of think through is my product line big enough and is it cohesive? Will it stand out in a crowded show floor? I have seen folks that exhibit at trade shows that have like a small product line, but the ones that stand out the most have variety. Everything looks cohesive. It looks really strong. It makes a real impact when people are walking the show floor and can see the entire product line. So think through your product line. Do you have enough? Is it cohesive? Will it stand out? The next one is, am I confident in my wholesale pricing and my margins? We talked about this a little bit already, but knowing those numbers is a critical piece of this. If you are not confident with those numbers, I want you to push pause. I want you to like re-look at those numbers and make sure that you're feeling really solid before you do this. Next question to ask yourself is, do I have a follow-up plan for after the show? How am I going to nurture the people, the leads, and the people that I meet? How am I going to turn those relationships into long-term customers? I will tell you, and I've said this before on the podcast, I say it a lot in Paper Camp, so much of the sales process is done after a trade show. It's the follow-up. It's the connection. It's the meaningful touch points, the thoughtful ideas, the adding value. That follow-up is where most of the deals are done. So what are you going to do and what kind of plan are you going to create to nurture those relationships from the trade show if you decide to do it? And finally, but most importantly, this is where I really want you to ask yourself and what I want you to focus on. What would success look like for you if you exhibited at this trade show? So, for example, are you trying to land a certain number of orders at this trade show? Are you going into this trade show saying, I want to make new industry contacts? I'm looking to connect with vendors or sales reps, or I really want to meet with this specific key account. Like, what are you trying to accomplish? Some folks just want to use it for market research and get feedback from retailers. So I want you to think very seriously and very specifically about what is your primary goal for attending a trade show. And I want you to have that clarity before you ever sign on the dotted line and send them your money, because clarity here will help you make a decision. Knowing what your goals are will help you make a decision about whether exhibiting is the right fit for you. Okay. All right. If this episode has you thinking, okay, I'm feeling kind of close, I'm not quite there yet, here is what I would recommend for you. Here are your next steps. I want you to consider attending a trade show first as a visitor. If you're not sure if trade shows are a good fit for you after listening to everything I just talked about, go walk the show floor as a visitor. Take notes, talk to people. Write down things that you liked or you didn't like. And I'm talking about like floor plans and booth setups or marketing ideas. Like, take it all in and absorb things. I also want to add here, though, when or if you are walking the show, please be mindful of the exhibitors that are there. So, for example, don't ask questions that could be seen as proprietary. We never want to ask people, hey, where did you make that? Or where did you buy that? It just could, you know, especially if you don't have a relationship with them, it could be seen as overstepping. Also, if a buyer walks into a booth while you're talking to an exhibitor, just kindly step out of the way so that that exhibitor can connect with a customer. They are there paying a lot of money and spending a lot of their time to connect with customers. So if you are walking the trade show floor as a visitor, just be mindful of the exhibitors that are there. The second thing you can do now, if you are thinking, I might be ready soon, but I'm not quite ready, is to start small. If you're not ready to do a larger international wholesale trade show, look into regional shows, or you could also share a booth at some of the larger shows to test the waters. I have talked about this on the podcast before, but regional and specialty shows are really hot right now. They tend to be less expensive. They tailor to a really niche audience. And my clients have had really great sales results at the smaller shows. And shared booths are another option too, to split costs. So if you're thinking about dipping a toe in the water and you want to test something out, sharing a booth or doing a regional show or doing a smaller footprint at a trade show could be a really good way to test that out. The third thing I want you to think about and start planning for is start saving now. Whether you use this money for a trade show down the road or whether you use it for other sales and marketing projects, I would really encourage you to start building a cash cushion for special projects in your business. So this could be a set amount each month. It could be a percentage of your profits every month or quarter, but it's good to get in the habit of putting money aside for future projects, and it's going to make it easier to say yes to opportunities down the road when they arise if you've got a little bit of a nest egg there. So start saving and thinking about what you might want to use that cash cushion for in the future. And lastly, if you want guidance on getting fully prepared for wholesale and exhibiting at trade shows, I would love to see you inside of Paper Camp. We really do cover everything you need to know with regards to your product line, your sales terms, your marketing, and even trade shows. So that's wholesale pricing and your catalogs and your buyer outreach, and yes, even trade shows. But we cover everything that you need to know, and we have a really incredible community for you to lean on who's working on the same things as you. So again, that's at prooftoproduct.com/papercamp if you're interested. Okay, so that is our quick gut check, friends. Are trade shows the right next step for your wholesale business? While there's not really one size fits all answer here, I hope that this framework, some of the questions I mentioned, some of the things I would look for, I hope that gave you a little bit more clarity for your own brand and your own situation. I also want to add this gentle reminder, which I already mentioned, that you do not have to do trade shows to be successful with wholesale. They are not a mandatory step in selling wholesale. They are just one additional option within your wholesale ecosystem, similar to using direct mail tactics or email marketing or sales visits or sales reps or more. There's lots of different ways that we can connect with our wholesale customers, nurture those relationships, and keep them coming back for more. So ultimately, find what works for you and lean into that. And then lastly, just a reminder, if you're ready to expand wholesale and explore trade shows more seriously, check out PaperCamp at proof2product.com/PaperCamp. We would love to support you getting into more stores, getting a higher volume of orders coming in consistently, and also really focusing on that retention piece. That's a big thing that I'm talking with my clients about in 2025 and beyond, enhancing what we're already doing with the existing customers that we have. So again, join that waitlist at proof2product.com/PaperCamp. All right. Thank you for listening until the end. I hope this was helpful. I hope to see you this summer at the shows. I'll be back soon with a new episode.